As polling results begin to trickle in at the IEC's Results Operations Centre, commonly known as The Rock, Freedom Front Plus has already begun to see significant growth in its national numbers. Just 32% into the current national results counting, the party now holds 3.11% of the vote, and according to the party's deputy chair in Gauteng, Philip van Staden, they hope to double in size by the end of this year's count.
Well, for the end of election, we hope that we will at least double up in the National Assembly, and that we will double up in the Gauteng Legislature, the Free State Legislature and the Northwest Legislature, that we get representative in the Western Cape Legislature as well, and that we get representative for the first time in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. That's what we want to achieve. If we get more than that, that's a bonus.
Van Staden attributes the party's growth to hard campaigning and voter disenchantment with the DA's current direction.
Look, we had a very hard campaign the past year and a half. We went all out on ground level to collect the vote of our supporters and other party supporters, and I think we have done well on that. So we definitely take a chunk out of the DA's votes. You must remember the DA was starting a policy to, he want to be something for everybody, and the people who was bringing them to till the election of 2040 with the party they were, they have actually neglected them. And the people find a home back in the Freedom Front Plus, and that's why they came back home and vote for us.
When asked in what way the DA had neglected its constituents, he stated that the party's stances and policies had contributed.
Well, there are certain issues that the DA neglected, like the Afrikaans culture language policy thing that the DA have adopted. I think also contributed to that was the BEE and the Black Economic Empowerment and Affirmative Action policies of the DA. So that's the main reasons why we think people came back to us. We said from the beginning of our campaign, we want to build a better South Africa into the future and not looking backwards. We must stop looking backwards, but we must going forward. But how you do that? You must make the country and the economy attractive for international investors to come and invest into the country. But with policies like that, you're going to have a problem to get international investors into this country.